Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe. Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
He's a tough kid.
All I gotta say is Portland can't say shit.
It's scintillating! It's sensational! It's Seattle Sounders FC Soccer!
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Sounders Scuttlebutt. We are recording post-match reactions to Game 1 against the Loons. I'm here, Aaron Lingley, and believe it or not, I'm joined by the other two OGs. We got Nicholas Biella and Cameron Collins. Nick, how you doing? Cameron, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. A little sleepy, but I'm up for the match and I'm up for this, so...
I think Nick's ready to open that beer.
Yeah, he is.
What is it before you open it?
Well, it is
Sam Adams Patrick Oktoberfest. Marlowe. So you can say it louder because I totally talked over you.
Yeah, it's my Sam Adams Oktoberfest in my Patrick Marlowe Seattle Thunderbirds jersey koozie. So.
Ooh, that was weak. You failed. You didn't even open it.
I didn't. Totally fucked that up.
Well, for the sound effect, I'll open my LaCroix, but I'm actually drinking a whiskey, an apple whiskey. It's called Northern Revelry. It's Canadian whiskey, and Minnesota is basically Canadian. So I decided to drink and pee out Canadian stuff. It's actually pretty good, but the reason I have this is I don't normally have liquor at home. Is we have a what's called BevMo. I don't remember them in Seattle.
Yeah, yeah, we got BevMo. It's like, but, BevMo is like total wine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but they, I mean, in California, they've been.
It's all over the place. Yeah, it's all over. It's literally 1 minute from my house, and so instead of going to like 7-Eleven and paying that extra like 20% on a six pack, I just go to the place that specializes in alcohol. And as soon as you walk in the door, there's a table that says buy one get one for 5 cents. It's basically their like clearance rack.
they had Jack Daniels and a bunch of other flavors. And then they had this Canadian Revelry, buy one, get one for 5 cents. Their standard whiskey, apple, and peach. And I decided to get their standard just to get a baseline, and their apple. It was $10.
Okay.
So I have two fifths.
Incredible.
It's pretty dangerous. I shouldn't be doing this, but here I go. But first, I'll just open my LaCroix for the sound effect.
Drink
it. That's good.
That's a commercial quality right there.
Yeah. I was just at Total Wine and BevMo getting stuff for a Halloween party.
For the kid-centric Halloween party that you were talking about off air?
For the parents, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because getting the kids drunk will knock them out. So yeah. It worked like a charm, I guess.
How you counter the sugar high, right?
Yeah, so. they definitely were running around like mad people, as children are wont to do. I have a Guinness. I went up to get a water, and I said, you know what? This deserves a Guinness.
That was liquid death.
You know, you're lucky it's there, because I saw it in your fridge, and I almost took it.
There was two in there, so I would have grabbed one out of the back. But yes, you could have taken it. It was there for you.
Oh.
Instead, we had Malort.
That was loud and messy.
Yeah, because the nitro inside kept going after I opened it.
We had three very different openings. Mine was perfect. Nick, you
failed. I failed.
Premature.
I did drink. You didn't drink Malort. I drank Malort, though, after your wife tried it, Nicholas.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I did not. I've had Malort, and I prefer to, not drink liquid ass.
It's a interesting taste. I bought it on purpose because I want to grow some more hair on my chest, I think.
I thought Hagrid said we shouldn't say that word.
Malort.
Malort?
Your pants won't shit Malort. Themselves.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's, Voldemort.
Voldemort? Voldemort?
Mold-malort?
Someone didn't play Hogwarts Legacy.
Hey, actually, I did. That game
was incredible.
I did. Incredible.
That game was pretty fun.
Yeah, I just started it, actually. It's on Game Pass.
It's tough to enjoy the world when you know J.K. Rowling is getting money from it.
But she's
already a billionaire.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
I still do. I just don't feel great about it.
Right.
Like, maybe I'm a hypocrite. Like, I will consume Harry Potter stuff, but I won't watch Kevin Spacey movies.
I thought you were going to say Kevin Smith. I was going to be like, what?
Oh, no. Kevin Smith is a good dude by all accounts, from what I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, let's talk about some sports. Scuttlebutt.
Yeah, there's some big scuttlebutt.
There is some very big scuttlebutt.
Did you say big dumper scuttlebutt? Mm. We haven't all discussed. We're not going to talk about it. But
I was at Scuttlebutt Brewery yesterday.
Yeah, you. I know you talked about Mariners last episode. Was that during the series or was that after?
Like the ALCS.
Yeah,
it was during.
It was during.
There was a really big scuttlebutt, though. Where a U.S. Open Cup match has to be replayed. Have you heard about this?
I did. A local one, too. Yeah.
Shark the Puss FC versus Bellevue Athletic.
Which team am I getting a jersey from?
Bellevue Athletic. Shark the Puss FC.
Get me that jersey right now.
Oh, I'll send you the picture. It is incredible.
I don't care about the picture.
It is one of they've had, I guess, four now. And Olive and York makes them. They are incredible jerseys.
Shark the Puss.
Shark the Puss. Like octopus.
I prefer mine. Yeah, I know. I get it. I just prefer mine.
Yeah, in the 4-3 match between Bellevue Athletic and Shark the Puss was a Bellevue Athletic 2 player and has previously played over 20 matches for Bellevue Athletic's first team, most recently, I think 2023 or 2022. And so you can't do that. You can't. I mean, I don't think about it. They get that ref in Miami trouble just for wearing a Messi jersey.
I mean, the optics of it were bad. And while they, the Open Cup basically said, we don't think anything untoward happened. We're going to replay the match just because the optics are bad.
Yeah,
it's the right thing. Yeah, I don't think it's about whether or not...
My guess
bad taste
is,
prints your mouth.
My guess and what I really hope happened was that Sharktopus...
I can't.
protested but played under protest. Like, we're going to continue to play because we don't want to forfeit, but we are filing our protest before the game started.
I don't know when they found out.
I'm not sure of the timeline, but you know what? It's a story. It's not, I don't think of it as a sore losers thing. I am.
No.
Having not watched any of the game. It's
the
right
call. Sharktopus is a league below the other team. Bellevue Athletic plays.
We should be winning.
Yeah. They play semi-pro in leagues around in Seattle, and Sharktopus is a rec league team who, last year, I think it was, made it one game away from the Open Cup. So the fact that they're in the Open Cup this year is pretty incredible.
Yeah. I mean, they're in the last round of the qualifiers because I think they had to play Ballard FC, who had to go through the qualifiers.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ballard beat Sharks.
Which they shouldn't have, which is stupid.
I'm confused. We won't talk too much about this further, but
no, let's talk
Open Cup, but Open Cup replay when the Open Cup is done?
No, this is
no qualifiers always, because keep in mind, MLS teams, they get automatic bids into the Open Cup.
That's true.
In like
that makes sense, because you also said Bellevue Athletic 2, which I'm like, how is there two?
That's like Sounders 2.
I understand.
Okay, just remember
that low of a tier.
The beginning of Pub League and ECSFC was with the idea that we could enter ECSFC into the Open Cup.
Oh yeah, in theory, my pub league team could play in Open Cup. We would just have to win.
If I move back to Seattle, then
you know
could probably
I
help us
honestly,
get into that.
I honestly kind of feel like we need to do it one year just to do it.
It would be fun.
Gigs.
Yeah, like
it would be like that game against the Irish team y'all had.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about this, like, you know what? If the Sounders aren't going to be in the Open Cup, well, fuck it. Pub League is going to be in the Open Cup. You know what? We're on to something here. We're on to something.
It would be mighty fun.
Yeah.
My speaking of, after a very poor start to the season, my team, which is Hellmouth FC, based
by
off
the
of
way,
Buffy,
I've been watching Buffy. I just finished season one. I haven't watched it in a while.
Incredible. I need to finish the late seasons, which I've seen before, but I about 10 years ago, I started rewatching, but we have now won 6 games in a row.
All right.
So
congratulations.
Things are starting to come out full Buffy.
Yeah. It's been a good season, although yesterday was complete ass. I reffed a game at 8 o'clock in the morning, got completely soaked. I wore a parka on the field as a ref. I'm like, fuck this. I'm just keeping the parka on. My parka was completely soaked. Then I had to wait an hour. Then I had to play in my game. And just no reprieve. It was not great.
Yeah, it didn't. It was basically sunny the whole time for our games. Not sunny. That's the wrong word. It wasn't raining.
Yeah,
that's sunny in Seattle.
You can go fuck yourself.
Politely. Is that why you were gone when I got there? Even though all your teammates were still there.
Yeah, actually, what happened was Roma was supposed to get dropped off because we were going to a birthday party right after. Hmm. The rain was so bad. I'm like, do not drop Roma off. Bernie took Roma to work, so I actually had to skip the second game so I could go pick up Roma and get back in time for, so I missed out on the second game.
Do you want me to tell you what the weather was like in San Diego yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
72 degrees.
Of course it was.
Sunny.
Now, was that while the match versus Portland was going on?
I presume. What are you getting at?
I'm just saying, Portland played at San Diego yesterday in a very, very interesting match that finished, I believe, 2-1 in the end. But Portland got a red card.
How terrible am I? I didn't even connect the dots that no, that was happening in my backyard.
Yeah, you could have gone and rooted for San Diego. Actually, it was weird. The ultras were mad at me when San Diego scored. I discovered I was rooting for Portland.
Oh, really?
I'm so I don't want I like it when these new teams come in and then lose.
I do too, and I've been telling everyone at work that. But also, if they win and we win, I get to go to another Sounders game.
That's true. Okay, I'll start rooting for them for you then. Because the alternative is, plus, I don't want to play Portland. The two teams I didn't want to play in the playoffs were Minnesota and Portland.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with you? Drink more Guinness.
But before we start talking about the game, there is one more big, big piece of scuttlebutt we really need to talk about. And that is the fact that this morning, the next wave of World Cup ticket lottery has opened up. And this is for any credit card, not just a Visa credit card. So make sure you sign up. You have until Friday morning. And I believe it's 11 o'clock Eastern time. So just basically say till Thursday night. Between now and Thursday night, go to FIFA.com/tickets, log into your account, and sign up.
It's been heated. Do it.
It's true. And then if you followed our advice that we talked about earlier this season when we talked about the Club World Cup special ticket package with the if you bought the package and attended the game and used all your tickets, you would get the guaranteed right to buy. And that opens up on my birthday, November 11th. So if anyone wants to Venmo me, a little bit of birthday gift for the ticket, go right ahead and do that. I'd appreciate it.
You do that, my birthday is November 9th. So why don't you go ahead and give me that first?
Well, isn't that special? I asked first, though. No, but all kidding aside, if you did do the right to buy Club World Cup ticket package, your window is from November 11th to November 14th. So make sure you don't miss out on that.
Another good
heat. That's all I got. See, I mean, that's the thing about Scuttlebutt, our Discord channel. It's a good reason, as if you need more reasons to join our Discord. We talked about ways to get guaranteed right to buy World Cup tickets. We talked about $20 or $29 Sounders jerseys, authentic jerseys. You know, we look out for you. So come join us. We give away stuff, all sorts of fun stuff. So come join us. Come have some fun with us. Benefits have perks. Perks have benefits. All that good fun stuff. I don't really know what I'm saying. I'm rambling because it is almost 11 o'clock at night.
Speaking of giving away stuff, might as well go into, do you have the predictions up? And
I do.
Cool. Why don't you go over that? And
yeah. So with today's
game, the prizes, cause we're near the end of the year.
We are. So, so once again, if you've been playing our prediction challenge game, we will be giving away prizes, including a team signed Bruce Lee jersey. That was the 2025? So the 2023 squad, including Nico Lodero and Raul Ruiz Diaz. The Bruce Lee kit. We've got Bruce Lee kits that are unsigned that we'll be giving away as well. I think we got some other stuff that we'll be giving away. We're gonna draw from everyone that has entered. Every time you enter, you will have gotten an entry.
But like a raffle ticket.
And then we'll also have the overall top scorer, whoever got the most points throughout the season. And we'll reveal that in our season-ending scuttlebutt party. Whether that's a physical in-person party or just, you know, us having some fun. We don't know. We're making this up as we go along. So today's winner actually was Dan the Bastard.
Ooh.
Dan,
that has to be a replay because he's an ultra.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I do notice a correlation though with Dan the Bastard and when he wins. When he wins, I noticed maybe the results don't always go our way.
He really is a bastard.
I mean, that was true for a while, but in that stretch where we were winning a lot, he was actually picking us to win most of the time.
He was. No, but I like giving him a little bit of shit, just because it's a fun bit at this point. But congratulations, Dan. You did win today.
You done good, kid.
You done good, kid. So, do you want to take? You want to jump right into a break? You want to? How long do we want this episode to be today?
Considering it's 11 o'clock and we're in a reaction episode, I think we should get to reaction. So let's take that break.
Do you want a reaction real quick to something that's happening right now? Sports are still happening. Did you know that in the United States?
I did not. Is Hawaii getting kicked?
God damn it.
No. The Dodgers and the Blue Jays in game 3 of a series tied 1-1 are on to the 16th inning, tied 5-5.
That's our thing. That's not anyone else's thing.
Wait, there's still baseball happening?
Yes. I thought it folded in 2001, but it's still happening.
Okay. No, all kidding aside, I really do like Ohtani. I can't root against him, but I don't want LA to win. Go Blue Jays.
Oh no. The worst fans in baseball, plus the team that beat the Mariners with George Springer on the team, the biggest cheater in the history of modern baseball. No, thank you.
Yeah, but I'm in it for the lulls. I just want.
Honestly, I want the Dodgers to stay in it, and then we have a chance to take down them next year.
I also think that we might have a strike after the season if the Dodgers win it, and I kind of am in favor of that because we need to do something about not having a salary cap in baseball.
Yeah,
the deferred salaries.
That's
to
the
avoid.
Big thing for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, NHL did it right when Ilya Kovalchuk tried to sign like the 12-year contract, and the NHL was like, yeah, that's not happening. And they stepped in and said, this is not a legit contract. It's designed specifically to circumvent the cap, you know, paying $1 a year. And no, that's not. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but still.
Break time.
Break it down.
Break it down. And this will be a good reminder to...
Stop. Hammer time.
Not listen to that song. Good reminder to join the Patreon, because I will be posting this to our Patreon. A good, I think, because the game's in a week, I'll be editing tonight. I'll give a good 24, maybe 36 hours of ad-free listening on our Patreon for... just $1.74 a month. It goes to supporting literally everything that we're doing here. Hosting the show on our RSS channel and paying for us to. I'm in San Diego. We're not in the same room. It costs money to do what we're doing right now. So
I mean,
we have right now, and to get more Patreons and more supporters would be fantastic.
I took the money and bought stuff to give away to the listeners, so maybe I'm doing it wrong.
No, that's very PNW of you. Recycle. Recycling. Right? So, anyway, good excuse for it, because here comes an ad.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey everybody, this is one of your hosts, Cameron Collins. Now, I know we said this time was time for a break, but really, it's a time for me to talk to you about our corporate overlords. And our corporate overlords are us. That's right, we would love it if you would head on over to patreon.com and look for Sounders Scuttlebutt Podcast. We will put the link here in the show. And subscribe. You can subscribe for as little as $1.74 a month. Now, what will that get you? Well, I'll guarantee you get at least one extra episode per month that'll be a cool interview or something like that that otherwise you would not hear. Now, we might put out promos or other things that include that, but the whole episode intact will only be available for you Patreons, at least initially. Now, there will be other stuff that we put in there, but this is where we're starting at. Why, you ask? Well, we have bills to pay, and we need to make sure that we can keep this show going. You would not believe the going rate for PA announcers. So head on over to Patreon, go to Sounders Scuttlebutt Podcast, and subscribe. You even get a cool little downloadable membership that has our logo on it. That's Sounders Scuttlebutt Podcast over at patreon.com, patreon.com. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. Back.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I just wanted to say happy birthday to Jordan Morris, whose birthday was yesterday. Shout out, buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, he's probably not too happy right now.
No, but at least he had a good birthday.
You don't know that.
I mean, I assume so. He didn't have to lose on his birthday, so
that's true. He was probably traveling though.
Could be.
Not with his puppy at home.
Oh, yeah. Or Theo.
Oh. Yeah, happy birthday, Jordan. And all right, Sounders. We just technically lost, right? It was 0-0 on the score line. But as MLS does, we have new formats every year just for keeping things lively. And it is straight to PKs. I don't know if we did this format last year. Did we do this?
We did, because last year? That was the Houston series.
Yeah. Houston.
We were on the other side of it. We were the team that was relying on not scoring goals to advance.
Yes, that's correct. All right, so now we're completely used to it 2 years in. And we'll take first reactions, and I think we should go through just our lineup, who's been unavailable. The three of us haven't been together in a while. We haven't talked about Pedro and the patella and the impact that is
Pedro
on the lineup.
And the patella sounds like a really fun indie dance band in the vein of mm-hmm. like the Rapture.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. The Faint is actually coming to town very soon. So they're being opening will be Pedro and the Patella.
I actually like the Faint.
Oh, the Faint's
great. Actually, I know who that is.
Pedro and the Broken Patella also would work, you know?
Yeah.
But get well soon, Pedro.
This social scene.
Pedro's good. Broken Kneecap is a punk band.
I've seen Broken true. Social Scene a number of times. They are fantastic. That is right up my alley. Okay, so.
Speaking of punks, I'm reading, Sing Backwards and the Mark Lanegan memoir.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on that right now. Good. I just started it. What was it? Sing Backwards and Weep?
He's incredible. I didn't realize how incredible he was growing up. Like, and how lucky we were to have him as a musician in the city.
Yeah. And you are right. It is Sing Backwards and Weep. I haven't read it yet, but it's on my list of books to check out.
Yeah. I'm excited to get to dive into it. I'm on a, hey, that's my cat. Yeah. Hey, and thankfully he's shut the hell up. I'm on a rock and roll. God, this is so scuttlebutt of us. Let's talk about the game. And then I'd get all into right. this, but I'm just going to say, because I've been teaching myself guitar over the last couple months, and I've just only been listening and reading audiobooks and books of just basically memoirs of just rock and roll, just to have like inspiration. And it's been fun. And then I've been focused mostly on kind of Seattle stuff just because I miss being home. I was making fun of the weather here or the weather there, but honestly, I've been telling everyone at work, like, I miss cold, crisp nights. You know, when you just walk, it's 47 degrees, the stars are out, my nipples are hard, and I'm walking my dog. Like, I just miss that. But I guess that's a weird thing to complain about when it's also 72 degrees and sunny.
Yeah.
All right, lineup. Who's got our lineup up?
I do. So
how'd this game start? Who was up?
Well, our starting 11 were Stephen Fry in goal. Nuhu, Jackson, Yamar, and Alex rolled on in the back four. So pretty standard, you know, pretty standard defensive backing with Christian and Obed in the middle. Paul Rothrock on the left, Albert Rusnak in the middle, and Jesus Ferreira on the right with Jordan Morris up top. I mean, frankly, this is a strong 11.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into the 20, because in the playoffs, there's two extra spots available for whatever reason. MLS
did not know
MLS.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a 20 today. So before we get into that, what did you all think of the, you know, of the lineup?
You go, Cameron.
Yeah, I think it was, the best lineup we probably could put out there. Obviously not my first choice lineup, but based on the players that Schmetzer likes, I don't think there is a better lineup possible.
What would you have done differently?
I would have put Jordan on the left where he belongs. I put Masovsky up top, and I would put Rothrock on the right. Yeah.
So you're benching
him. Benching.
Yep. Because I think him coming off the bench late would be incredible. He'd be able to tear them apart. And I also, I'm not seeing from Jesus whatever Brian sees. We saw it earlier in the season, I think, for sure. Like, he was so solid on the right, but particularly at center attacking mid. But these last few games, I'm not seeing it.
Okay.
And I agree with your idea. I wasn't entirely happy. That wouldn't have been my first 11. I actually would have put Rothrock on the bench, only because I don't, there's something about him. I don't know. He's produced and he's been great. I think that energy, I don't think Jesus brings the same energy and workmanship that the style that he, I don't even know what to call his style, right? It's just that at 60 minutes, I think would be devastating with Manungu. Jesus.
That's true.
I like Jesus. I don't like him on the wings. And I think that, I don't know if I could put my lineup out, but I need Jesus, I think, in the middle.
What would you think about him at center attacking mid and Rusnak on the right?
That's what I was about to say, is because I think Rusnak is able to read the game during the game and adapt better than Jesus. I don't remember Jesus doing anything this match.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but that's where I'm at too. And granted, absolutely I listened to nothing. The first 20 on the radio.
I watched the entire game, and I don't. There was nothing spectacular, and we were fairly dominant. But when you read Ryan Krasnew's kind of post-match on the Sounders website, it sounds like the Loons dominated us because of their opportunities. And they did have a lot of great opportunities, but so did we.
Yeah,
but they came from a lot of set pieces. They came from set pieces.
But that's what they do, yeah.
And it didn't get us a win. And I'm not confident in that style of play. I think we need to figure out, which I did see spurts of, where you see that direct key pass down the middle from midfield or from the defense, but where they just turn the hip and instead of keep recycling it left and right, they just actually did a 30 yard just key pass straight down the gut from the midfield to Jordan, to Rusnak. I can't picture a certain, there was like three or four passes. And I was like, I actually appreciate that they actually tried to unlock the next level faster than I'm used to. This definitely seemed like a possession recycle lineup. And that is definitely Brian Schmetzer, but that is not going to win. That's not going to get us two goals. We're going to need two goals to match. And that's been kind of my thing for a couple years now.
I agree generally, but can I step in real quick and say, I don't know if we need two goals versus Minnesota. Cedar, one of our ultras, was just saying, I don't know if Minnesota is going to score a single goal this entire series.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of am there right now. Unless it's on a set piece, they're not scoring on this sound. I mean, they had their chances early on, but and honestly should have had a, we'll get to it, should have had a penalty. I mean, that was awful.
I don't know.
But you would be mad if it was the other way around.
I was mad the other way around when Jordan basically barely got stepped on and went down, and they, you know, VAR'd, reversed the penalty, you know. So what happens? Like, there needs to be a little bit more force for that to get called.
I mean, Jordan didn't get stepped on. He dove. He should deserve the yellow card in that instance, but let's.
I know. Yes, you're right on that one. I'm conflating it with a different one. There was another one recently, but yeah, nevertheless.
True. But regardless, I kind of think that at home, at least the next match, we only need a goal. The question is how you're going to break that low block, because we've had months and months and we haven't figured it out. I think you just may have just determined how they're trying to do it. And that might be because we've seen other teams have success against Minnesota of late.
I thought we had dangerous looks. I thought we had some good opportunities. I thought even
when Mussovsky came
Mussovsky's
on the field.
Header, but earlier in the game, there was that really nice, quick transition where it was four passes, like a quick 1-2 right outside the box, and, shot. I think it was Rothrock's shot went high. You know, there were definitely some opportunities.
Yeah.
I just think we got to be much more clinical. I think in the summer, like the post Club World Cup Sounders, when we were scoring a lot of goals, one of the secrets was, we talked about it, is that it wasn't all build up play. There was a lot of quick counter and quick attack goals, and we really got to find that. We got to stay with that. And I think Jordan, in the last couple weeks, we've been, you know, playing those balls over the top to let Jordan run on it. And it happened only a handful of times today, but I'd like to see us try and hit that a little bit more next time around.
Can I ask you both a question? Since we already talked about lineups, although Nicholas, I don't know if you said your preferred lineup for next match, but Ryan Kent.
Yeah.
He might be able to unlock some stuff.
Yeah, I was surprised. He's not going to start.
Under Schmetzer, of course. I'll be surprised if he plays under Schmetzer, because Schmetzer,
I just came out of
play.
Time capsule, yeah. And I was put in there in June. What is the timeline of Ryan Kent?
He's in full training.
He's here.
Yeah, so, but the injury
was past the injury and his back.
Okay.
But it was a major muscle tear, so they're not going to start him with his first minutes, right. You know. So, knowing that we expanded to 20 slots, I'm actually somewhat surprised we did not bring him in this game.
Yeah. Well, it's a travel game, so
that's true. But we only use three subs in this game? We used all three subs.
I think penalties were a key factor in the sub or lack of subs.
Could be. I mean, that's probably why Danny Lavick came on.
Well, that's why Danny came on.
But again,
don't get ahead of ourselves.
There's other subs.
It already happened.
I mean,
I know, but I also agreed with the move. I agreed with it.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with Andy Thomas not being brought on. I don't remember the exact number, but we've talked about it. The number of actual penalty saves that Fry has in his career is like two, meaning when the other team doesn't miss it. He's like two for...
I do want to give some props. Today he didn't leave the line early once.
That's good. That's true. That's absolutely.
So
that's
I want to
so, seen from him before. So
so
I,
so
major
I,
props to him.
I do think, and this is not being snarky. This is genuinely not being snarky. It is that he's had
great. That's something you do. That's something you accomplish in the training ground.
Exactly.
Right.
And
not
so he's
putting
the
not you know, actually in the PKs.
When you watch, he's actually starting his movement with like 1 foot, like a full half a foot behind the net.
And
like
he guessed right several times. It just
there are some good clinical finishes.
Yeah, I think all of them except for the one they missed were. Can't do really much anything about except guessing right.
Yeah. And, I mean, even when he guessed
and
right.
Getting in the spot. Yeah. Getting in the spot.
I mean, it wasn't a bad performance from Fry in this instance. I'm not saying that.
Like, no, as a matter of fact, especially during the 90, I thought it was a really good performance for Fry.
I mean, in penalties, of course.
And
a great game.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And in the shootout, it wasn't Fry not making saves, it was Minnesota taking clinical finishes. So yeah. No problem about this with Fry. I don't even want to open up the Andy Thomas conversation. Me personally, it's a non-starter because that's not why we lost this game, in my opinion.
Oh no, we lost this game because we couldn't score a goal in regulation.
Yeah. I was not confident. When we got to penalties, I was not confident.
No.
It was less than 50-50.
I gotta be honest, guys. I don't think this team, if this team loses now, like next match, I'm not shocked, but I'm also not sad because the Mariners have broken my heart into a million pieces. And I don't think I can be sad about sports for a while right now.
You know, this is a house money playoff season for me.
Yeah, I think that's
with our, and I'm not preemptively making excuses. No, not in fact, especially once we lost De La Vega
for being successful too.
It was like just the bridge too far with the injuries. It's been a really tough year. So right now, I'm in it to see what we can
Paul
do.
Paul Arriola is on this team.
Yeah.
Can you imagine our end of season record and how we'd be performing in the playoffs?
Oh, if we didn't have the
healthy Paul
Arriola
all season.
Yeah, the Sounders would have been potentially winning the Supporters Shield. Like, I think that's how much better they would have been.
We have three DP level talents
that are DPs
injured: Arriola, De La Vega, and Kent.
Which is funny because our remaining two DPs are probably not DP level talent. So can we get those?
Stop. Albert Rosnak has very
Albert
much like
he earned it, but
and you know it.
But
Jordan is certainly not.
Yeah, but I also think that they're
tough
they're,
to tell.
He's elite. He's absolutely. I love Albert. Don't get me wrong. He's one of my favorite players. I've told him myself, but he's not a DP on most winning top teams in this league. Because top teams in this league are going for a step above.
Sure. Sure. I mean, Seattle does how Seattle does, though. Like, we have our own way of doing things. And the role is the DP, not the status of the player internationally.
I think the biggest problem is the way he excels during games isn't the way that Brian Schmetzer wants to play. So we're not using him to his best ability. And he's still incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think that the biggest thing about this team and their biggest strength is still depth. And I think you saw that once we started making some subs, you know, getting to
You mean our leading goal scorer coming on?
Well, but the fact that he's our leading goal scorer is a testament to the depth, you know, because honestly, let's be perfectly honest. If Jordan was healthy all season long, he'd probably be in that 13 to 17 goal range. You know, would he have beaten what Albert did? I don't know. Danny's done. Danny's had an amazing year.
The crazy thing is, I'm not going to
sit here and say, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Danny's XG are. We've looked at it before, but in my mind, because XG I think is stupid in some ways, like, Jordan Morris will miss a wide open goal and he won't have that should have been a goal. Like, the goalie could be laying on the ground off to the side. He'll miss it. And they'll be like, that's not a goal under
XG. Stitching the net in the back. Just
whatever.
Like doing this.
But I think Danny would be up there near Messi if he had hit all his shots. Remember how many times you talked about it all season in the beginning. Yeah. He's in the right position.
Even today, that header. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. He came out of nowhere. Beautiful. And frankly, that was, I believe that was Jordan.
That was a 30-yard, that was a 30-yard sprint.
Yeah.
By the
way. And the Dane St. Clair save on his other shot was, I mean, he had to move over. And
it wasn't even really a save. That was just, he kicked his shin. Yeah.
Can I say this though? Fuck Dane
Tight
St.
Window,
Clair. That fucking clown.
During the shootout,
how did
he not get a
show
second? I think he gets a yellow card if he doesn't already have one. Because he's a fucking clown.
Well, he got a yellow card earlier in the match.
I know, but I'm saying they would have given him one in penalties because he was being such a whiny little bastard. Like,
the spot, like looking at the spot and complaining about it, and the way they demonstratively complaining about
it. That's what they do. But he did it every single fucking time, and it's
every time.
You can't allow that as a goal, as a referee.
Now, to be fair, I will say I think the ref did manage that. to be fair. No, I do think the ref, to his credit, to Silva's credit, I think he did manage that well, because in the Alex Roldan shot, he came off his line and was right up in his face after Alex put the ball down to talk about whining. After that...
But it happened again.
No, every other time when he was whining and bitching, it was before the ball was placed down. Okay. So it was him whining and talking beforehand. So I think the ref was like,
when he whined that time, though, it's because the ball was a centimeter too far forward, which is why Alex had to replace it. And I actually think...
Which may or may not. Anyways.
I think Alex actually had the advantage in that situation. I think he was messing with him as much as St. Clair was messing with Alex.
Yeah.
It was just a poor choice to go down the middle in that instance, because I don't like going down the middle anyways, unless you're Raul. But no, we Albert really need really to well. Change the rules.
Like, or Pineda.
Yeah. The fact that the stutter step needs to be removed from the game. 100%. Unless you're going to let the goalie come off the line and do whatever they need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have that much dancing for one player and have the goalkeeper not be able to just do whatever the fuck they want. I think that would be more entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, do whatever the fuck you want.
Hey, the whistle
do
blows.
Whatever you want.
The moment the player takes that first step, all bets are off.
Yeah.
You can come off your line. You can
hurry up and shoot. I mean, the goalkeeper's
hockey,
coming at you.
Isn't that what hockey's like?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with all that said, I do think that the Roldan one, St. Clair basically was like five steps over to the left of the net, like really just doing clown stuff.
Yeah.
What I would have loved to have seen is when he did that first one, if Alex would have just ran up and kicked it to the right. That would have just been so beautiful. Rewatch
the
that
scoring again. Would have been beautiful.
I mean, you're not wrong. But you know, it happens. It happens. That's penalties.
By the way, Reagan, number three.
He's
how many
consistent.
Teams have a center back at number three on your PKs? And he had the most calm.
Yeah.
You're never gonna say this. Fuck you. And with all the theatrics of Dane St. Clair to just have a center back do that. Ugh.
You know, I think I honestly also normally I really like what Danny Leyva does, on his, I think he's really good. He even had that.
Yeah, he
nice
walked
casual,
right into a miss though. That was really
yeah,
a bummer.
It is a bummer because he, yeah, I, it happens.
He's had, these are the things, right? He's had, they were mentioning it was 2019 that he signed his S2 contract.
Yeah, is that 14 years old, God, something like
so
that.
So it's been 6 years, and he just hasn't had the rise like Oped, right? And it's things like this. It's just like he's got quality, and then I think this is the stuff where it's just like, put it on, it's going to be on his resume and his, like, I don't know how else to put it. You're going to remember this if you're the front office.
I'm not sure. I think
really?
That's over. I think that's a little hyperbolic. Yeah, I do. PK's happy.
Okay, fine. He's going to think of this.
Maybe.
It's like, this is what I needed to score that.
And it doesn't help that he still doesn't officially have an MLS goal. So
and that's kind of my point.
Yeah.
It's like, how many opportunities am I going to get to have that make a mark on a match?
I mean,
I don't have any memory of marks on a match that for him.
I mean,
and I like Danny Leyva.
He's the one that hit post on the free kick that Nuhu put in against Cruz Azul.
I mean, let's be fair to Danny Leyva. He scored a goal in his first
game. He did.
And the refs improperly.
Against the Whitecaps, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was such a bullshit.
Didn't the MLS admit that it was wrong later? That's... But you can't undo a goal like that.
Yeah, I think they did.
Otani is up with a runner on first, two outs, bottom of the 17th. He's currently 4-for-4.
Wait, should
levels,
we just pause? Should we just stop talking and you just?
Can I just call the game?
Actually, yeah, call the game. I turned all my Wi-Fi off on my devices and my TV so that our recording doesn't get interrupted.
His last
so
seven
really
at-bats are five home runs and two doubles.
The fuck off.
He's the greatest Jesus player in baseball history.
I'm quickly going to live now.
He's not a player. He's not a player.
He's a god.
He's a god.
I mean, it's funny. He is what Mike Trout could have been if Mike Trout's career trajectory continued.
Trout's going to retire and become a huge alcoholic and live in a cabin.
It's just amazing because he was the greatest player of his generation for a short time. And then it just all fell apart.
And then Shohei's like, hi, I can pitch.
Meanwhile, the Angels are gifted the two generational talents and couldn't do shit with
it. I know. Can you imagine? They're on the same team.
Yeah.
But
you're streaming it right now from your phone. Oh, he's up to bat.
I'm just putting it up here for it so Aaron can watch it.
Yeah, we'll talk.
I'm basically watching it through the screen.
Hey, the quality is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a ball.
This is 5-5 in the 17th. Podcasting. Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. We won't continue to do this.
This right here is exactly what makes Ohtani so special, is that we're literally live talking about
interrupting a soccer Sounders podcast for the World Series that no one in Seattle wants to watch.
Yeah, I mean, but it just really speaks volumes to
just tune into this two balls.
I mean, yeah, if you're smart, you're pitching around him. You don't intentionally walk him, but you pitch around him. So it's 3-0 now. I think
he just stepped out and just took a swing just because he knows no ball's coming in the zone here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe we're doing this, but we are.
There's ball
so it's 2-0. It's 2-0. 3-0.
No, that was 4.
That was 4.
Yeah. Hey, let's fix the quality of your camera. All right. Drop it.
Move it on.
No home run by Ohtani.
You know, I think Danny, though, this year we've seen him take a huge step up in a way that maybe is unexpected because he was forced to play other positions. We saw him play really great.
He was forced to play for another team.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Last year, right?
Yeah.
So that's got to be a huge 2 years ago.
Yeah. But we also saw him come in at center attacking mid and play great. Of course, he can still play center defensive mid. Like there was an argument near the end of the season that maybe before Rusnak came back, that maybe he should have been starting at center attacking mid. But then we saw a really great performance from Jesus at center attacking mid too. I think center attacking mid might be Jesus's best position right now. So it's hard for Danny to get those minutes. He's not the subbing on late for center attacking mid position anymore.
Yeah. No, I think he's a depth piece at this point, and I don't think there's a lot of room for him.
Well, I mean,
I like him.
It gives us a lot of flexibility with the off season when we're making decisions.
Big decisions.
Yeah.
Like Obed.
Yeah, that's one of them. Keep in mind, Obed still hasn't signed a contract, so 6 months from now, he could sign on a free.
I think less than six. I think it's two months and a few days.
He can negotiate. He's good till the end of next year.
Oh, I thought his contract runs out the 31st December.
No, 31st of December is when he can officially start talking to other teams, but he can't sign a contract for 6 months.
Okay.
So 6 months before the end of his contract. But I don't think anyone wants to be in that position.
No, you can't let him walk on a free transfer. You need to sign him.
We're picketing in Renton.
Yeah, that would be a huge error.
It's the only reason he's with the club right now is because we're going to get value from him. He's not staying with the Sounders.
Yeah, we could have sold
this
him.
This isn't a Jordan Morris situation. This isn't a Christian Rodon situation.
You know, there's something about this that always made me wonder, though, because really a transfer can't happen without the consent of the player. But the player could. Why don't more players just let their contract run out?
I think
the only thing I can think of is that it lowers their transfer ability to sign with other teams because teams might be like, well, if you're going to do that to them,
right,
why should we invest in you? You know, it's just not done in the culture of the sport.
And you see free transfers
all the time. The transfer etiquette.
But it's usually the team deciding they're not going to bring them back and then letting them go. I mean, players turn down player options, but that's a little different, I feel like.
Yeah, but I think it takes, like, you know, in Mbappe, it's a little different because he wants to go to one specific club.
The Sounders.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That would be incredible, by the way.
We have a need. We have a need for it.
It'd be a good fit. Only because we have a need. Only because we have a need.
It'd be a good fit.
Jesus Christ.
I think we have a good fit from the Mariners for Shohei, too. I think we can figure out a way
to get him in the lineup. Tarek Skubal is being shopped by Detroit now. So
get on your college radio right now.
There's a fit for him.
Come home.
Yeah, come home, buddy. Come back to Seattle U. I mean, he visited in the playoffs. He came and visited Seattle. I don't think he wants to pitch in our park, though. He lost us 4 times this year.
What are you talking about? Of course he'd want to pitch in a pitcher's park. Who wouldn't want to?
And we are on
18th inning.
To the 18th inning.
My God. Okay. I might have to turn this on.
So,
which means ending the
podcast. Let's talk about, let's talk about the penalty real fast. We alluded to it, but early on, there was a play where the Minnesota had a through ball, got ahead, and Reagan fully extends his arm and shoves him down from behind. Now, I think most of the time when that happens, it looks worse than it is. I'm going to start with that. So I understand why some people might not think that's a penalty, but if that were the Sounders and that happened to us, we would be apoplectic. Like we would be.
It was a penalty.
Yeah.
No, it's not. People, they allow. You can put your hand on someone.
You can put your hand on someone.
But I think it's because he extended it forward.
And also, you have to realize the situation as a referee, the situation and the speed of which things are happening. He's running at full speed. A slight nudge is a full shove if we're standing next to each other.
But I don't know if he actually.
If we're not running, that the amount of effect that has. Is I'm shoving you to the ground.
We see in football quite often where a defensive player has their hand on a player, and because the player is moving away, the hand moves out, and it looks like a shove, but it's not. You're just putting your hand on the player. And so generally, I am in the mindset that we call that too often. We see it in soccer too.
And I would agree with you.
And don't get me wrong. He pushed him.
Yeah.
Period.
But the fact that it wasn't shoulder to shoulder, that's why I think it should have been. Like, if that was shoulder to shoulder,
he was behind him.
They don't call it. Yeah, he was behind him, and he.
But it doesn't rise to the level of. No, I'm sorry, and the fact that VAR didn't intervene, I think they got it right.
I think they should have though. That's what
I think they should. I think they're like, this is too early. If that was a second half,
yeah, I think they call.
They're
it.
Intervening, or he's calling it.
I don't.
If it's the what was that the. 10th minute. I don't know. I'm just throwing a number out there. It was the first half of the first half.
Yeah. So you think game state had an effect on the call? 100%.
I think game state affects calls all the time. It shouldn't, but I think it does.
And I think the ref
would have been
40 yards back.
It would have been a
devastating call to make to against one team.
I'd like to see the replay. There were players to the left. I wonder if it would have been dogs though.
It was 100% dogs though.
Okay.
He's all alone
in the box.
99%. But I think the ref was far away. I think it was early in the match. I think it would have been a dogzo, you're out. Like, I've affected this match in the first 10, 15, whatever minutes. I don't want to do that. And I think VAR was supporting the center ref on that one, which is kind of against what they're not supposed to, like, think that way. And I'm totally making that up based on what I feel happened, but
let me tell you though,
that's what it looked like.
I was listening to the radio on the way there, so I was not listening to the Apple or Minnesota broadcast, because those were the two you could have. I ended up listening to the Minnesota broadcast for the second half for a little bit, but on the Seattle broadcast, they said that the ref was favoring us. They said it absolutely should have been a penalty.
Yeah, I mean, I tended to see the match even out as the 90 minutes accrued.
Yeah,
I would say the first match did seem different than what we usually complain about. Like, you know, it did seem like okay.
Interestingly, it also was
they were frenetic. They were a very frenetic team.
Yeah,
and I think that helped. Paint that picture, because they were also causing fouls to happen that were erratic. whereas we were trying to control the match, they were trying to disrupt it. Not in a Vermees Sporting KC way.
No.
I don't think there's anything dirty going on. I think they didn't know how they could control the match other than affecting it in a certain way of fouls and it seemed like it was leaning our way.
Also, our defense really struggled in that first half. They cleaned it up in the second half. We saw a lot of real. I think the second half we were clearly the better team.
Yeah, I think we kept our hips in front of us and our shoulders in front of us. We're in the first half. I think we were reacting a lot, and that's where you saw mainly the play we were just talking about. We were chasing. You know, yeah. that was a bad, basically a midfield.
Yeah.
Giveaway. Not giveaway, but just bad read. I think Yamar. Or was it Nuhu?
Oh, I was just saying I posted the clip of the penalty or the non-call into the chat for you to take a look at.
Were you pointing?
Yeah, I was pointing to the chat.
Yeah. So we're not in your seat. So when you point in that direction, it just looks
you actually
like
pointing
at my kitchen.
Yeah. It's the other way.
You're actually pointing at me when you do that now because of the way our Brady Bunch cameras are going. I know what that means. That's the middle finger.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. But yeah. Oh, that's a shocker. There we go. Yeah. In the end, I thought the Sounders had done enough to get a gutsy win. This felt like this was going to be a 1-0 victory.
Yeah.
But I also felt like, and I think I mentioned on the Discord around the 65th minute, I said, if we can't get the goal... If we can't get the one goal, we are going to lose in the shootout. You know, so that was
it's very optimistic though. I saw nothing that makes me believe the Sounders can score against the low block beyond what Aaron mentioned earlier, where we saw some stretching. There was no play because the misses they missed are the same misses they've missed all season long.
Yeah.
There's nothing. I still think we may come home and win because it's at home.
Yeah.
But I just don't see us going back there and scoring a goal.
I don't know. I think I saw enough, you know, St. Clair making a good save. I thought the couple goal line clearances by Minnesota defenders. I thought Christian's header, Danny's header. I
think a goal falls in if we have the same opportunities next match or next summer in Minnesota, but it did not seem like you're right. It was going to be a 2-1 win.
But I think our XG was actually pretty high considering it was a 0-0.
I think one of those five fall in.
Yeah. I also think, but so in the end, I felt like this had 1-2 goals for us in it, in the way that this came out. That's kind of what I saw. Nevertheless, they did not come. And so yet another goalie villain in Sounders. I'm going to come.
Yeah.
Do not come.
That's immediately what I thought of. Is that
do
mean?
Not come. Yeah. I knew. God damn it.
Connor Falefa was out, right?
You've seen the DJ transition that, right? There's a DJ transition of Kamala Harris saying, you know, do not come. And then Trump going, I'm going to come. And it's like, and then that's back and forth. And then the beat drops. It's actually.
That's what brings this country together. It sounds like the new national anthem.
Is that because it's a sticky, stucky, moving on. Let's just stop. Let's just stop right there.
This game to me. Like, I guess I'm glad I watched it. At no time did I think we were going to win. And I promised I would say this because I had said it earlier offline to when I was talking about the game is the only benefit to this game is I got to go hang out with Yaya. That's it. I feel like I could have skipped this game and it wouldn't have mattered.
Yaya Toure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good pretty cool.
No.
Available?
Yeah.
Still good?
Yeah. Let's sign him. Bring him in. He can be on our team. I think he's too old now.
Drogba. I mean,
he's way too old, but I would like to have him too. Man.
Yeah.
So post game, what would you like to see in game two? What would you like to? What would you want to do?
Wait, let's real quick. Who missed the penalties? We only touched on them real quick. It was Alex. Yeah. So Alex Christian and
shot to
Leyva.
Alex got saved. Christian high post with velocity.
And Leyva missed.
And Leyva post as well.
Yeah. And I think it was Gressel that
Gressel who basically came on with no touches. He
Draco
did not
Malfoy.
Actually, he did not even touch the ball when he subbed on.
They brought him on for penalties. And both players that were brought on for penalties on each team missed their penalties.
That's actually a really good shout. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever do that. And you like clearly want some juices flowing right before just touching a line.
Gressel didn't come out in the 90th minute. He was out slightly before that, wasn't he?
No, it was like because there was an injury in stoppage time before we were going to throw it in. And
he just walked around the field for a minute.
And if there wasn't an injury, he probably would have just kept playing on the throw in and he probably wouldn't have gotten on.
Yeah. So what did you think of when they stopped the game for the blood on
the paper cut on his forehead?
Yeah, that she had blood on there
20
for a
minutes
while.
Later.
Yeah.
That
was ridiculous.
I mean, they did the right thing though by making him stay off the field until the play started. That
if you're going to make the call, you made the call and you followed through. That's fine.
Exactly.
Play on. Just there's probably one or two other players that have a cut or are bleeding somewhere.
I'm okay with stopping the game for blood. They always do that, but the fact that they
let it go for that long.
I didn't see blood. I was like, "Where's the blood?"
Yeah, that too.
It didn't look actively bleeding. Yeah, it looked like he just popped a zit.
Maybe he did.
You know,
maybe he headed a ball.
There was a zit there, and it just burst. Yeah.
It's just kind of. I will say that this is the kind of game that I like to call the ego game, where the ref felt like, oh, I'm not going to let the crowd influence me, so I'm going to make sure that's kind of how it felt. And I'm used to having it happen against us, not for us. We are the beneficiaries today. But this was, I did not feel like the fans were being whiny. I'll put it that way. I think Sounders fans would have basically done the same exact thing. So, whether you agree with the calls or not, he was not making friends tonight.
No, for sure. And it's funny because I know a lot. I mean, after the game when they would show the Wonderwall, I know a lot of people that are in the supporter groups and saw them on TV in the crowd. You know, I like a lot of people there, but it's hard for me to not be annoyed with them right now after we lose.
Yeah. Oh, for me, the villain of the game was St. Clair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And plus, it wasn't even during the game. It was just strictly during penalties.
But he's not Minnesotan. He's Canadian.
He's Canadian.
Like, he's real Canadian, and which is kind of weird because you'd think that would be the opposite. You'd think he'd be – although other than his last name, I don't think there's an American with the last name St. Clair. I think they're only Canadian.
But, well, the girl went to the store, Sweet Jane St. Clair. You know, still dazzled by her flowers while I shop there. No. It wasn't long before I lived with her. Sang her songs while she dyed my hair.
James, take us away. I'm just kidding.
Bare Naked Ladies song, Jane.
Oh, of course it's Bare Naked Ladies. And yeah.
Speaking of Canadians and speaking of St. Clair's. With that said, what do you want to
say? I think
that
just proved me
two?
Right. But yeah.
What do you? You're not wrong.
Game two, I think it'll be a trumping. I think we'll go up 3 or 4.
You mean we're going to take all the Canadians and round them up and send them to El Salvador?
Yes.
I don't know what that
means. And Katy Perry.
But I would like to send them back to Canada. I think we should stop letting all these people from Vancouver that root for the Blue Jays, even though they hate every other Toronto team, come to Seattle and be fans of our sports teams, meaning the Seahawks. They should have to give up their Seahawks season tickets. And that includes anyone from Minnesota too, because they're just basically Canada. I just want to be mad at Canada right now. Goddamn Blue Jays.
Yeah, no. I actually think there'll be a good, I think there'll be a, we've been here. We know what we're doing. This is uncharted territory for these loons. Right. And there was a comment on the broadcast that they said Seattle's won everything under the moon.
Yeah.
Where this team has not.
Yeah.
In fact, usually it's like, us that stops them.
Yeah. So I really feel like there's going to be like a, we got our shit together. That
like should... Lucy pulling the football.
I mean, that's the thing is I think the Sounders, for as flawed of a team as we have been this year, can still win the MLS Cup.
Yeah.
I also think they could easily lose.
I think we just need
Monday
to get there.
Yeah.
Both things could happen. Blow through.
And I mean, I will say that I think the pressure remains on Minnesota, especially if we win game two. I think Minnesota is the one that needs to get over the hump. Minnesota, we are the boogeyman. Like they, yeah. So I think there's a lot into that. So focus on this next game, and I like our chances.
I like our chances if Mazowski starts. One, because Jordan's was that his first?
No,
90?
No. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Either way, 14 goals. It's the playoffs. This is kind of a do. It is literally do or die.
Do or die, yeah. We have to win just to keep going.
Yes.
Push all your chips forward. This is the right thing. I think Jesus needs to start in the middle. I think you put Rusnak in place of where Jesus is on the right because he's adaptable. He's smart. He knows what he needs to do in his role. He's our probably between him and Christian. I have the most trust with them on the field for wherever they are on the field. And I don't want Christian to move. I think he and Obed are a solid back, kind of midfield back line that push things forward, that win the ball. They showed us that he had like 73 touches to, what's their guys?
Midfielders.
Their midfielders, like 30, right?
But that's their style of play. So, I mean, they've been doing
Joaquin
that.
Phoenix. Yeah. So, anyway, I would like to see that change. I still want Morris on the field. I think Rothrock needs to come in and just devastate for 30 minutes and lead into the penalties potentially. But I really would hope that we would have two or three goals next match at home.
Yeah.
I'm expecting us to win 1-0 at home. I don't think they're going to come in and play like they did before. I think we've figured out how to not let them score goals. Wow. Strikeout to finish the inning.
Oh, you were 5 seconds ahead of me.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were watching.
Oh,
well,
I did pull it up. I was like, you know
ahead
what?
Of Cameron. I'm
it's
ahead
about
of
to go
you.
Longer than what we did.
Like it's going to commercial 3 years right ago. Right.
Oh, I'm ahead of you. I'm ahead of now. You. I just wasn't watching it because I was talking. But
gotcha.
Was he headed to the bottom of the 18th in that game? But I think Seattle is a fortress. While they did beat us at home,
it was a weird game.
It was a weird game. It was wasn't it early in the season too?
No, it was the mid-season. MLS protest game.
Oh,
it
that's
was
right.
The pay
that's
us game.
Right. The early season one was Charlotte. Which was also a weird game.
That was game one.
Yeah,
but it was a draw. But yeah,
but I remember saying that, saying whatever BS I normally say, and then and Nick, you kind of clarified the context of that match, and actually, it's like this is not the same team that played in that match. Literally, just the same players, let alone where we were in the season.
Yeah.
I can't see Minnesota scoring 2, let alone 3 goals on us.
But if they are going to score 3 goals, it's going to be, you know, in
it's going to be our fault.
4 minutes like it was in that game.
Right.
Such a weird.
So, I mean, I'm expecting us to come home and win 1-0. There's nothing I've seen that makes me think we're going to score 2 goals from this team, especially of late. But I hope I'm wrong. But I do think we can win the game.
I think I disagree because the moment we get the first one, it opens stuff up. And I think that team who is not used to having possession, if they try to play play outside of their normal style, that's when they get to be really susceptible. That's when the teams that are beating them by multiple goals, I suspect that's where that's coming from.
I guess it's also possible that's true because it doesn't matter if they lose by 5.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that it's like that. What weird time it's weird coaching strategies might have to happen if we're up by 2 goals.
What do we
with
think of
30
this
minutes
format?
To play?
this three-game format.
This is strictly a
cash grab to give Apple more games. That's strictly what it is. Because otherwise, you do it for every game, every series.
I like home and away, except for the final. Really? I mean that, especially because that Portland-Seattle home away
car show game.
No. The one that was way more recently. That was the greatest playoff series in history.
Yeah, that's the car show game. That was the car show game.
Oh, that's a different.
That went to penalties where they thought they won, but they didn't
win.
Yeah,
okay, that's funny because we had a car show game that was. When people say car show game, I think of the Champions League game that was a car show. So we could only fill half the stadium. That to me, that's always the car show game. I don't know what the car show has to do with the Portland game. Oh, we had to move it because of the car show.
Yeah, it was a Thursday night game or a Friday night game.
Yeah,
something
but
that, like
that was the best. That's the best playoff series since the Sounders have been in the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, that was an epic. That was even though we lost. Well, we tied technically, but
we lost.
But we got eliminated from the playoffs. Even though that happened, that game was one of the most wildly entertaining games I've ever seen in person.
I couldn't be mad after it. I mean, it was sad because it was the final game for Ozzy and I think Will Bruin too, and they both missed penalties in the loss. But it's funny that was it Asperia who thought they had won the game and was celebrating when it was headed to, because he didn't know that
away goals didn't count.
Away goals didn't count in extra time.
Yeah. But
I don't think I knew that either.
Handwala Buana had one hell of a penalty. Just good day.
Now I have his signature on his scarf.
Nice.
With this next game, I think that it's going to be interesting, you know. Unfortunately, I see your hands up. Did it make it?
Damn it.
Freddie Freeman, baby.
No.
Again, I am 5 seconds delayed. I shouldn't be.
Was it really Freddie Freeman? Yeah. Yet again, right. Another home run in the Jesus Christ. Freddie Freeman is making the case to being this generation's Reggie Jackson, Mr. October.
Shout out to Edgar from Galaxy or News Across the Galaxy, a friend of the show. He's so excited right now.
Edgar,
Freddie Freeman reminds me of Ross when he got his teeth whitened.
He and I just texted each other at the exact same time, Freddie, all in capitals.
Jeez.
Go Mariners.
Yeah.
Hey, let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
Well, we were just waiting for this, clearly.
Yeah, now that the Dodgers game is over.
Where can they find you, Aaron?
In San Diego.
Oh, actually, look at that. Freddie Freeman, first player with multiple walk-off home runs in World Series history.
That's incredible.
Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that on my resume and see if someone questions it.
I mean, if you want a fun one, you could... if you want a fun one, you could just put...
Welcome back to Sounder Scuttlebutt. We'd like to leave now. What was that? That was weird. You can find me in San Diego. I don't know why a recording wanted us to stop doing our podcast, but rarely you'll find me on our Discord, and I am just too busy for social media. But you'll find me right here on the show.
I have a weird thing happening on my computer right now. So I'm talking. I don't know if you can hear me. You aren't talking. So
yeah,
I guess
you're
so.
Fine.
Yeah.
But I can't see any of you.
That's
I've got like pop-ups in my screen.
You went to virusporn.com, didn't you?
It's the porn pop-ups for Nicholas.
No.
You thought the show was over and it started
it's giving
off
me,
and then I
okay,
hit recording.
Okay, Jeffrey Toobin.
It's giving me a choose what to share with Squadcast. And I can't get out of it. I hit That's cancel okay. and it just pops up again.
We can hear you. You can just talk.
All right. Just
free your hands up, please.
Little brother, what are you doing?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to stand up right now, so avert your eyes.
No, thank you.
No.
You'll lift your desk up, won't you?
Come find me. No. Cascades to see.
We're adults. You know, explicit.
It has gone off the rails. Off the rails.
Cameron. So they can find me at Legal Minded Punk on all social media except X, because I am still for some reason suspended from X despite doing nothing wrong.
So I've said this I think 3 episodes in a row now. So that's so you to be banned on X. Yes, and also just since we're talking social, get on your whatever podcast hosting platform that you listen to us on, and if they allow rating and reviewing, please do so. That obviously would be helpful. All right, game 2 coming up in 1 week.
Hey, yeah, I just had an idea. If we're talking about rating and reviewing, can't we just like, you know, send us $5? We'll give you a rating. Or is that OnlyFans? Is that an OnlyFans thing?
You want us to rate people for $5?
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Go to bed. Go to bed.
This is not, we are not soliciting pictures.
No penises in Discord. No breasts in Discord. Let's just give us 5 stars if you think
you can follow
like
the Sound of Scuttlebutt podcast on Twitter at @SSFCScuttlebutt. And for all inquiries, including questions for the gents or sponsorship opportunities, please email contact@scuttlebuttproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to the show for new episodes following every Sounders FC match. And don't forget to share your feedback by rating and reviewing. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BritVoxus. That's BritVoxUS. We'll see you at Lumen, and go Sounders.
Alexa, who's the best MLS team of all time?
Seattle Sounders are both unequivocally and irrefutably the best MLS team of all time.